You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All we say is if you haven't called in the last 3 months, then you're eligible. Or you could be like Theo. Today you're Theo, is that right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be Nicole today?
No.
Or Crystal today?
Or what?
Or Crystal, you don't want to be any of those names today?
No.
Just Theo. Nice and simple. All right.
You're kind of busted, you know. So Theo calls us all the time for Rattleoff. We say you got to wait 90 days, and she still calls. She just gives a different name each time.
It's creative. It's cute, but...
Yeah, I'm just curious. Why do you do that?
Because I like calling in. It's fun to talk to you guys.
Aww,
well, we like
that's
you
super
too,
sweet.
Theo. We do want to give other people a chance.
What's your real name?
Understand that, right? What's her real name is Crystal, right?
Is it Crystal?
Yes.
Okay, just say Crystal. Okay,
so you are busted.
You don't need to try
Crystal,
to fool us.
Nicole, Theo, we're really smarter than you think, you know? So
anyway.
I'll let you play today, but then you got to wait 90 days, okay?
Deal.
Yep.
Okay, that's
all
a deal.
Right.
So what was the highlight of your weekend?
I think just spending time with my family. We got to play hockey down in Westminster just with my boys.
Okay, you were actually
were you
out
on
there?
The ice playing, were you on the ice playing hockey, too?
Yeah. Had your pads on?
Yeah, so we weren't playing ice hockey. We were just playing roller hockey.
Oh, yeah, that sounds okay, I guess.
Were you on roller skates or were you on roller blades?
Roller skates.
Okay. Were you allowed to check people?
There wasn't, I mean, it was, like, against, like, my family, so there's a lot of kids out there, so not necessarily.
So that's the best time to check them and be like,
absolutely.
Blame it on the game. You could take your kids down.
Get a lot of frustration
yeah.
out.
Mommy's winning.
Yeah.
That's true.
How do you come up with these different names that you give us? Where did you come up with Theo, by the way?
That's just my son's name.
Oh, okay.
Theo!
Yeah, he asked me every morning after we draw my oldest off, like, hey, can we call in? And I'm like, I don't know. And then we try to call in.
Okay.
Wow. Listen, we appreciate you listening to the show. Let's play some Rattle Off. You got 10 seconds. You got to rattle off 5 examples of this category in 10 seconds. Crystal, we need 5 vehicles made by Ford. 5 different Fords. Ready and go.
A Ford Taurus. I think a Ford F-150.
Nuts.
There's the Explorer.
Expedition.
The Expedition.
Bronco. Bronco Sport.
Do you still want a Bronco, by the way?
I do. They're just too expensive. There's the markup on those is stupid. All
Crystal,
right.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a terrific Monday, okay?
Okay, you guys too.
Bye.
Okay, bye. We shocked.
Yeah,
the hell
like,
out
what?
Of her.
How'd they know?
Like, how do they know I'm so busted? There's Melissa. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, girl. Hey.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, Friday, I flew out with my cousin and one of my cousins and her husband to Sacramento, and we rented a convertible and drove up to Lodi, where I met with my siblings and a bunch of other cousins and second cousins, third cousins, however that works, and we celebrated the life of my aunt that passed away a few weeks ago.
Sad, but also sounded like a decent time.
Yeah, it wasn't sad at all. She didn't want it to be sad, and we all had to kind of pull a lot of strings to make it there. And it was unfortunately the first time we've been together in years since the last death in the family.
Yeah.
But it was a great time, a lot of games, a lot of laughs, a few tears, good food. And then we turned around and flew back on Sunday. So it was kind of a quick trip, but it was really, really fun.
Good for you.
That sounds great.
I'm glad you got a convertible to do all this too.
Seriously.
Yeah, well, it was actually really funny, though, because it was a Mustang convertible. And there's 3 of us. And the shortest one of us is 5'10". challenge of getting that third person to sit in the back seat. And in the mornings and at night, it was pretty cold. So, you know, it was like, do we want the top down or do we want to try this yoga position to fit in the back seat?
There's zero leg room back there.
So good.
Yeah. Oh, there's none. It was kind of the highlight of our trip. So it was funny. That's where most of the laughs occurred, was us trying to get in and out of that car.
What was some of the good food you ate?
But we had brunch. Well, the night we got in, we went to this local brewery for pizza, and they had really good stone fire pizza, or whatever you call it, wood fire pizza. It was really good. And then for the brunch, we just had like quiche and fruit and bagels, and then we just ordered a big quiche. Yeah.
I'd get back on that plane and fly home.
I'd take that Ford Mustang and run it into a big giant redwood tree and kill myself.
Quiche is the worst.
Quiche.
You do?
It is not.
We could
it
never hang out, Melissa. Quiche is disgusting.
I'm kidding. Quiche is
fine.
Not
over quiche. Not over quiche. Okay. And, you know, fruit and bagels, whatever.
All right. I'll eat your fruit and bagels.
The quiche. There
oh,
are
well.
Options.
Yeah, go back to the quiche.
Lots
you know, I got to tell you something about the
champagne.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
See,
listen, you were talking about,
again.
You know, your family hadn't gotten together in a while and stuff like that. There was like 20 years ago when I was talking with my siblings and we decided we only got together for bad news, right? If somebody was sick or if somebody died or something like that. And so we started something, an annual tradition called a Sibs trip, where no kids, just, you know, the Sibs and spouses or, you know, significant others. And we would meet somewhere different around the country for like 3 to 5 days. And I'll bet over the last 20 years, we've only missed maybe 3 years where we haven't done it.
And that's a great idea.
Yeah, because after a while, you realize, why are we only getting together when somebody dies? We need to get together to celebrate that everything, you know, that life is good. And I highly recommend that for families who have got, you know, 3 or 4 siblings, especially if you're scattered around the country, figure out a reason to get together that doesn't involve something
tragic.
That's a downer, you know?
Yeah, when we were hugging goodbye, everybody was like, all right, see you next time somebody dies, you know?
Yeah, but
that's
you don't
the
have
line,
to do it that
yeah.
way.
Horrible.
You don't have
just
to do it that way.
Life just, is.
Why don't you message everybody today and say, hey, let's plan on getting together when there's not a funeral. You be the, you know, the person
the
that leads the charge here.
I want Melissa to be the instigator. Pick it for like next September when it's a nice fall, you know, weekend somewhere and set it up.
With
that
no quiche.
No quiche, I promise. No quiche.
A quiche-free zone.
Quiche-free trips.
Oh, you're delightful.
No quiche, no kids.
Love it.
No quiche, that's the key. I mean, because there are some people who say, Kim, well, what if we brought... No. No kids. All right, let's play Rattle Off, Melissa. 10 seconds.
Awesome. Okay.
This one's probably too easy. No, that's
I
all right.
Doubt
I'm
it.
Gonna do it. Deborah's still holding. Deborah, even if Melissa gets it, don't hang up because we still want to talk to you. But Melissa, 10 seconds. 5 different things that we normally associate with cowboys. 5 things that we associate with cowboys. Ready? And
yes.
Go.
Horses, cowboy hats, big buckles, cowgirls, cowboy boots, Wrangler jeans. Cowboy shirts, ranches, lassos, ropes.
You got it. You know your cowboys, Melissa.
Dang, you're
woo-hoo,
a winner.
Yeehaw.
Get along, little doggy.
Yeah. Right on.
Do you like cowboys, Melissa?
I could live with or without them.
do you like looking at them?
Yeah, I
think I've kind of grown out of it. You know, I'm older now. I used to, you know, I live in Greeley and we have the Stampede, so we'd put on our cute skirts and our cowboy boots that we wore once a year and went to go, you know, pick up some cowboys.
But now you're just into like,
long
you're just into your softy pants and slippers now.
Oh,
yeah, straight
you.
Out of Walmart.
Straight out of Walmart.
You're a champ, Melissa. I hope you call us often. Have a great day. Hold on, and Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. That's funny. Here's Deborah. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So we got to know, highlight of the weekend.
My mom came out to visit us for the weekend,
And so we did a lot of live theater performances because my 12-year-old daughter is really into theater and drama.
Well, that's
you
neat.
Went to the theater, or you guys performed your own theatrical drama?
Well, we went to the theater, but my daughter is very animated, so in some ways we also performed our own drama.
That gets old in a hurry, honestly.
You just send her to her room
yeah,
for a while.
I'm familiar with children who like to put on performances when everybody's over, and that fizzles out real quick.
You know, because the company at first has to be like, oh, hey, that's so yeah, cute. Why? And then after a while, the company's going, oh, my God, she's doing it again.
When
okay.
does this monologue end?
How old is your daughter?
She's 12, almost 13.
Ah, she'll grow out of it. What precocious. Performance did you go see?
So one of her friends was in the Addams Family musical. So we went to see that.
Okay.
And dun, then dun, dun, dun. We, yep. And then we went to see a musical at CSU.
Which was what?
The 25th annual Putnam Spelling Bee.
That's a musical?
It is.
Really?
It's a musical based on a spelling bee.
They just spell throughout it?
They go, well, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
All to a dance number? Jazz hands?
A bit of that.
A bit of that?
But it's also about growing up and differences and acceptance.
Of course it is.
Oh, beautiful.
Hmm. All right.
What an important message.
It is.
Yep, gotta tie in the warm fuzzies.
Yeah. That's a feel-good yeah. performance of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, don't get mad at me, Deborah. Do not get mad. Promise me you're not going to get mad at me with what I'm about to say. Do you promise?
I promise.
I'm glad I didn't hang out with you this weekend.
I would have rather eaten that lady's quiche.
It does get old.
Yeah.
See,
right,
you've been
see?
Wanting to say this, but you just haven't felt that you were allowed to say it. We are giving you permission to say enough already with the live theater for the 12-year-old, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. Yes. Thank you for
fool
that.
You don't anybody, so bless your heart. Let me ask you something. Deborah, just us boys here talking, all right?
Yeah.
If you could have done anything you wanted this weekend, what would you have done? Come on now. Anything you want. It's Deborah's call or her choice. It has nothing to do with your 12-year-old. What would you have done?
I would have found a spa or gone to the springs and just decompressed from all the drama.
There you go.
There you go.
Make it so.
I live it 24/7.
So, but I'm guessing that you feel guilty expressing that. You just kind of bottle it all up, right? And you do what mom is supposedly required to do, where deep down inside you have this desire.
You're going
right,
to snap at some point.
Yeah. Yes, that is absolutely right.
You're
I
gonna
suck
snap.
It up and do what a mom's supposed to do.
Can you take any time this upcoming weekend to go do something for yourself?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I wish you would.
Thank
I really
you.
Do.
Carve out an hour or two for Deborah time.
At least 3 hours. She's 12, almost 13. Do you have any other kids in the house?
Nope.
Yeah, okay. Is dad or a significant other around?
Yes.
Okay, good. 3 hours this weekend with no family that you leave and you go do whatever the hell you want to do.
Yeah.
Will you promise me that you'll do that?
I will do my best, but I will tell my husband that I have permission from you.
That's
yes.
right. The boys in the morning
want you
have
to
spoken.
Go get your body rubbed somehow.
We want you to go to a spa or go down to the springs for the day. You just do whatever, and you do it for Deborah, please.
Sounds good.
Not going to happen, but it was worth it.
She'll never do it. She'll
it
never
was
do
worth
it.
Worth the
nope.
chat. Nope.
Oh, my God. Well,
all right.
Listen, you have been an absolute champ. Thank you for your calling. Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys, Deborah. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
She's not alone. We
no,
have so many listeners who feel like that they must do everything at all times for their children. They have no time for themselves, and I think that's unhealthy, and it's not a good example to give to your children either.
Perfectly so, said.
Take some time and have some me time, and the kids are just going to have to entertain themselves for a few hours.
They'll be fine. They'll survive.
You know, it used to be that kids entertained themselves for hours every day.
It sounds like this is the perfect girl to entertain herself.
Right. She can just put on a little show. Just set up a little video
yes.
camera and put on her own one-person
one
show.
One-act plays for the whole
yes.
afternoon.
While mom is down getting rubbed.
Yep.